This is a sefer called Tikkun Chatzos. The sefer Tikkun Chatzos brings there in the Hakdama that someone related that as a bocher he wanted to become accepted as a Talmud by Reb Tzvi Michal Shapiro, the mechaber of the sefer Tzitz HaKodesh. So he said to him, if you didn't learn yet the first perek of Mesilas Yesharim, he says 22 times, he says you have no rishus, he says, to be in the Skabal of the Talmud. Very interesting. Hagdomah to sefer Tikkun Chatzos. Reb Leib Chasman mentions in the sefer Or Yoel, brings the Mesoire, he says that the Goyim, when he had to be a Yoytel Aderech, when he had to travel, he would first chazer over, he says, 13 times the second parak of Mesilas Yesharim. That's basically that we're doing, which is Midas Hazahiris. Sefer Yoreh Moshe, which is quite popular, which brings there in the Hakdama a lot of the conflict between the Ramchal and his peers. It's mentioned there that the Kojin Samagid mentioned that basically all of the madregas that he was mekabel, that he acquired, the Yemei Ne'urov, he says, during his younger years, he says, was from the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. Also the Yapteruv, the Oyev Yisrael, and the Mendel Merimonov were behasmode, that they would learn very often Mesilas Yesharim, and they would say Dvorim Nifloim about it. Also the Bnei Yisoschar writes in the Hesophis, which is called Hesophis Maharzo. Maharzo is Rosh HaTevis Reb Tzvi Elimelech. That was the name of the Bnei Soscher. There's Hesophis Maharzo on the Sefer Sur Merav HaSeitoiv. So he brings there in Siman Ayin that Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, he says, is Sukim Devorav Midvash V'Noifes Sufim. Extremely, extremely sweet. And it's something which is very, very appealing. In the Sefer Koyach V'Yor, it mentioned that Reb Nachman Breslover, that when new people came be part of his chabura, to be part of his court, he would be mitzavah to many of them that in the beginning of this karv is that in fact that they should learn the sefer Mesilas Yesharim. It's good I just to mention maybe that the Ramchal, as is known, was privy in having a magid. Now the Ramchal always believed that if he does the proper hachonis that he would zoyche to have a magid. A magid basically means either a malach, was called a malach hameshiv, which is basically, which was someone who was appointed min hashamayim, appointed shamayim to respond to various questions that people have. So Ramchal, interesting, his main hachone was that he would recite Yehudim. Yehudim means various formulae of unity, of bringing together the various shemes, the different shemes of Yehudim, and he said the following. This is the Loshen, he says. For many years, he says, I labored over the Yehudim, sometimes reciting them every quarter hour in a prostrate position. This was a chelik of his achon in order to be zoche for a magid. It's kedai to mention that before the expulsion of Spain, he says, the idea of magidim, this phenomenon of magidim was quite common. As a matter of fact, this was a continuous revelation, a part of the aspect of the study of Kabbalah. And this was Bikr, was known among the Kabbalim of Tzfat. That's where it started from, in the 16th century, so in the 1500s. And that reached later on in Italy, shortly thereafter. And the Ramchal was aware. He's aware of the various Magidim, even already by the Mukabbalim of Italy. Namely was the Ramam Epano, who was known to have a Magid, Rabbeinu Menachem Azariah Epano. Also another very famous Baal Mekubal was known, Rabbi Aaron Berechia of Modena, also of Italy. Interesting thing is that the Rebbe of the Ramchal, who was Rabbi Yishai Boson, Yishai Boson's father-in-law was a great Baal Mekubal by the name of Rabbi Yom HaKoyen. Rabbi Yom HaKoyen was a Talmud of Rabbi Moshe Zakusa. And his circle tried unsuccessfully to attain a magid. They couldn't get it. So not all great Balaam Ukubolim, as much as they tried, not all of them were zeichet to have magidim. So what's interesting is that Ramchal points out also the unique character, he says, and slight differences between the Magid and between of the Sfas, Balamukobalim, and he says, even the Sfas itself, different people have different Magidim. And he writes, he says, that the voice of the Magid that was heard, he says, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yosef Karo, was not the same as that which was heard by the Talmidim of the Ari. So interesting, in Sfas itself, there was different aspects of Magidim. This, by the way, the idea that he said that not all Magidim are alike, this later on became, as a matter of fact, a defense that Ramchal, in fact, uses when his accusers, actually had tainus, as his whole idea that his Magid was sort of like very different than the traditional Magidim, and therefore they said it was rooted in evil. Ramchal would say, listen, he says, not all Magidim are the same. Even in Sfas, he says there were Magidim where to one Baal Mekubal was different than the Magidim of the others. So I just have you, which is very, very a rare source, I have to tell you, a very rare source, and this is with Ramchal, he records his first revelation of a Magid. It's an intimate diary. It's Kamat Nat Ben Imtzin, and I can have here, I'll tell you some of the Lashonis that he writes here. And basically he writes like this, he says, it happened to him, he says, it corresponds to the Lemisparim, to the year 1727. That's when it occurred, he says, the first Gilu he had, he says, as I was, he says, I was immersed in a particular Yichud, he says, I fell into a sleep, and upon awaking, I heard a voice saying, I am descending to reveal the hidden secrets, he says, of HaMelech HaKodesh of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Ramchal writes in his diary, he says, for a short while I stood trembling, then I revived myself. The voice didn't cease, but revealed a secret to me. The next day, he says, at the same time I tried to be alone in the room, and the voice returned with another secret, until it revealed to me that it was a Magid sent from Shammayim. And then he writes, he taught me private Yehudim, upon which he says to meditate in order to be able to bring him down. In other words, when I want the Magid, there are certain Yehudim that I have to think about and to meditate to bring him down. And Ramchal says, I couldn't see him, only his voice spoke through my mouth. His voice spoke through like Shechina Medaberet Mitoch Groino, he writes. And later he says, he gave me permission to ask things of him. So there's a whole protocol of how this works, this whole relationship with the Magid. You have to develop it. Then he writes further in the diary, says, after 3 months, he gave me private tikkunim to perform each day in order to be zoichet to Gilu Eliyahu. He continues further. He says, the Magid, he ordered me, he says, to be mechaber, a sefer on Kehelis, in which he would explain each posuk. Then, writes the Machal, Eliyahu appeared and announced the Malach Matat, Sarapnim. The Malach Matat, the Sarapnim, would appear. Makal writes this. From that time, he says, I recognized each one, although, he says, sometimes neshamas revealed themselves to me whose names I didn't know. So he had a whole slew of various neshamas that came to him. He writes the name of the Magid, he says, with Shamuel, interesting, he says, Shamuel, he says, was Eved Hashem, and he was the Shomer, he says, of ultimate wisdom, he writes, and so on and so forth. Just want to mention that he writes just in one place, he says, that it was not uncommon that among the various neshamas that revealed themselves to him, he speaks about Gilayo, he speaks about the Malach Matat, but then he writes that the appearance, he says, of the neshamas of Avram, or the Marishan, he says, Mashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Raya Nemon, says these were the various neshamas, he says, that would appear to him, and this is, again, this is which he himself records, which he records in his diary. So it's very, very fascinating, right, this the whole Mahalach, of course, and the whole Derech Avodah of the Ramchal. What we're going to do, Mez Hashem, we're going to finish now, we're towards the end of Perek Beis. We're at the finished Perek Beis. Where we stopped was, if you can find, where Ramchal says the following words. Before there was a paragraph where he mentions Harezu Me'ein Atzas Paray Rosha, but we're starting further down because we said that already. We're starting from where he says, Kein Hi Atzas Hayetzer Hora Mamish Al Bnei Ha'odom. Well, the end of Perek Beis. Kein hi atzas hayetzer hara mamish al bnei odom. With Ramchal, he was developing the idea, he says, that one of the main tachbulos of the yetzer hara is to overpower the person and to burden him and to occupy his mind that a person should not pay attention to actually to what he is doing. Ramchal said the yetzer hara knows that if a person would lead his life without control, without paying attention, then the Yetzer Hara won his battle. So therefore, the Yetzirah, basically, he's mashkiah his koiches, and he invests most of his koiches is in order to confuse a person not to have any time to pay attention, to be mizbeinen on his drachim of his ways. Just a gavurche, talking about lack of his bainenness, living a life, right, without machshove, living a life without investigating what you're doing. You know, in Lashon Kodesh, the word pisoim means all of a sudden, pisoim, all of a sudden. We find in Bamidbar Yudbeis, we find Vayomer Hashem pisoim el Moshe v'la Harit, pisoim. So what is the shayish of the word pisoim? So the Ramban says pisoim, what does pisoim really mean? Pisoim, he says, means inyan mehiris, doing something quickly. And he quotes, there's a post that says bepesa pisoim. Pesa pisoim means you're doing something hastily, you're doing something in a hurried up fashion, he says bepesa pisoim. So he says, and when it says pesa pisoim, it means extra fast, extra quick, bepesa pisoim. And he says, therefore, this is a half of a fellow, you know, we say when somebody's a nar, we say he's a pesi. I tell you to me, we say machkimas pesi. What does pesi mean? The truth is, why do you use the word pesi to mean a nar? Or someone, you know, who's, you say he's not intelligent. Why? Says, so the truth is, he says, hapesoyim heim hanimhorim b'yoser. Because a pesi is someone who does things without thinking. When you do things without thinking, so ultimately, the results are going to be like someone who's not intelligent. Which means that it's possible that you are a super intelligent person. But if you do things without thinking, then you are called a pesi, because pesi means doing things quick. This is what Ramban says. It says, psoim, the reason that these people are called psoim, him hanim horim b'yoser, because they are extra quick, she'eim lehem iyum bedover v'le eitzah klau. So Amila says, Rabbeinu Chasman, by the way, he says in one of the places, he says in Sefer Oriol, he says, we always interpret usually a pesi means someone who has no das, someone who has no seichel, right? We interpret that to mean a pesi. Ramban, on the other hand, says the real pesi is someone who does things without thinking. According to Ramban, the real pesi is someone who does things without thinking. He's not shaykel bedata, he's not balancing his decisions. And therefore, he's not misbeinen. He's not contemplating what he says or what he does. And therefore, says Leib Chasman, ironically, what comes out like this, that a person, in fact, even if he's not super intelligent, but lemaise, his way of life is to think through whatever he does. In this particular area, he's called a pikeach. On the other hand, one can be a chacham, someone basically who mastered all the chachmas of the world, but if he acts hastily, he's a pesi also. So you see that according to Rambam, the word of pesi means someone who does things without thinking. And that, in fact, is really the job of the Yetzirah. That's what the Yetzirah tries to inflict upon people. The success, the Yetzirah knows that if he's able, the burden, and to occupy the minds of people, not to pay attention to what they're doing, what they're saying, what they plan to do, and so on and so forth, living a life without strategy, without planning, your spiritual derech, that memela will ultimately lead to the person's downfall. So this is now, as we say, we continue the words of Ramchal, says Ramchal further. Kenny, he says, Atzas ha-yetzahara mamish al b'nei Odom. This, in fact, is precisely, this is the device, if you will, this is the strategy that the Yetzirah uses, employs against people. Ramchal says the Yetzirah is a master of war. No one knows better than he does, than the Yetzirah. So he's an Ish Mulchama, umelumed ba'ar mimus. And he's very experienced in cunning. He's very tricky. He's very shrewd. And the only way to be able to escape the Yetzirah is only b'chokhma rabba v'ashkofi gedoyla. We'll also explain soon again, there is no redundancy in the Ramchal, there's no synonyms really, everything has a particular meaning. But basically what he's saying now, he says the only way to be able to put up a challenge against the Yetzirah, to fight off the Yetzirah, to be able to ward off your Yetzirah, is using great wisdom. Chokhmah Rabbah, Ashkofe Gedoyla, and you have to have a lot of foresight. And he goes on to say that Huma Shal Novi Tzoveach V'Yomer. As a matter of fact, this is what the Novi Chagir, the Nogi Chavi, he really expresses when he cries out, he says, Simu levavchem al darchechem. The Novi says, pay attention to your ways. The Novi knows that if he can convince you to pay attention to your ways, more or less, you'll do the right thing. Because the root of the problem is that a person leads his life without thinking, without really paying attention, does not think of the consequences of his actions, and therefore, he acts irresponsibly. So the Novi puts the emphasis, Simul Bavkam Atachechem, again, that's the opposite of what the Yetzirah would like. The Yetzirah would like, again, that you lead a life without his bainanus. without reflection, without contemplation. Comes the Navi and says no. If the Navi says no, wants to alert you to be able to deal with your Yetzer Hara, Sim Lodavchem al Darchechem. Shlomo Amar B'Chachmos, Shlomo Melech said with his wisdom as well. Shlomo Melech says, Al Titein Shein Oleinecho. Shlomo Melech says, make sure that your eyes don't sleep. Usnum Alaf Apecho. Don't allow your eyelids to slumber. And he goes on to say, Hinotzel Kitzvi Miyod. Escape, as a deer would escape from the hand of a hunter. Uchitzipor Miyad Yokush. And as a bird would escape from its trap. The idea is you have to keep your eyes open. Otherwise you don't see the trap. You can't protect yourself. Shlomo Melech says, make sure that you're always on guard. This is the metaphor. Don't allow yourself to sleep. It doesn't mean when you're going to sleep at night. Of course, then you're going to be sleeping. Don't sleep during the day. A person can be wide awake, and yet he's really asleep. For all intents and purposes. The way that he leads his life, it's no better. He might as well have been asleep. Because there's no attention, and the person acts without thinking. This is what Shlomo Melech also warns us against. And v'chachomeinu d'choyim l'drach and chazal. In addition, Amru, they tell us in Masechtas Moed Katan. Kol hasom or choysa b'olam hazeh. That a person basically who establishes his path, his ways in this world, zoyche v'roye b'shivot zoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be zoyche, right? Will be zoyche to the schar of seeing the redemption that will be brought by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But it all depends how you live your life, first of all, in this world. Just a gaburche, he says, the idea of kol hasom or choysav, a person basically, som means also to evaluate, lashon shuma, right? Which means to evaluate the shatzop. So the idea is a person has to evaluate his ways. Shuma! And one of the ways also, which is included in this memra, is the Ben Ishchai brings in the Sefer Ben Yoyod, the Sefer Moed Kotni, he says, B'ni Yedidi Harav Reb Yankif. Very usual lesson. My son, my friend. B'ni Yedidi. B'ni Yedidi Harav Reb Yankif, he says. He said that the idea is, if you want to evaluate something, you try to evaluate by comparing one thing in comparison to another. So he says, if you want to really see where your life is at, where spiritual life is at, he says, check out your checks and balances, he says, how when it comes to his material possessions, how careful you are about them, right? Take out insurance. You want to make sure you seal your windows, lessen expenses, try to increase your profits, and see what type of a cheshbon you're dealing, it says, in your spiritual life. Are you also so meticulous? You also do bookkeeping when it comes to your spiritual life as you do in your material life? Evaluate it. A person who live a life with this type of evaluation, of course, then will be zoichet to the gula, as he points to the Yeshua Hashem. In other words, kol hasom or choysav. A choysav means the many paths. In other words, make a comparison between the path in your gashmizdiga life, in your material world, right, against the path, the life that you're living in your spiritual world. Compare the two roads that you're taking and see which road, when you're wearing your seatbelt. You're wearing your seatbelt in your material life, but you're not wearing your seatbelt in your spiritual life. So that journey has to be equally protected, if not more, of course. And that's the idea. Kol hasom or choysav. That's what the Ben Yoyod says, b'shem yisam. To evaluate or choysav means his paths. Plural. It means one path against the other. What are the two? He says the gashmizdige, his gashmizdige world, and also his spiritual world, and see how they compare one with the other. Continues now, the Ramchal says, uposhetu. It's quite obvious. Sha'afilu mifakeach odom alatzmoy. The Ramchal says, I want you to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Yetzer Hara. So you realize, this Yetzer Hara is a divinely, right, a divinely sent force in the life of a person who has a mission. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses a Yetzer Hara with fuel, one can understand that the Derech HaTeva, he says, one would even not be able to fully combat his Yetzer Hara. Ultimately, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands to your side if he sees that you're trying your utmost. This is what Ramchal tries to tell you, just to have an idea who you're up against. He says, it's pashut, he says, that's simple, he says, it's obvious. Sha'afilu mifakeach odom alatzmoy. That even if a person will supervise himself, right, he'll be careful, aim b'koichoy, if it would only be up to his own powers would not have the koich l'notzel, would not have the powers, he says, to achieve Hatzola Ilulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Israel. If not for the fact that the Rabbeinu Shalom himself stands by his side, he needs the assistance of the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he says, why? Because the Yetzer Hara is extremely, extremely powerful. And as the Pasuk says, the Rosha is standing at a lookout post. Rosha here is referring to the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is standing continuously on the lookout post, trying to find when your weakness, when is the time that it can attack you? At all times. He's standing and looking out. He's lurking. And he wants to be Memis the Tzaddik. He really wants to take the life of the Tzaddik, the spiritual life. He wants to kill him. However, the Pasuk says, Hashem lo yazrenu biyodoy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow it. So the Yetzer Hara and the Satan seeks to kill the Tzaddik. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not leave the person without the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu right there, right by his side. Says the Ramchal, Achim ha'odom mefakech al atzmoy. The idea is that a person with his own koiches, as much as you try, you won't be successful. But once you try, once a person is mefakech al atzmoy, once he oversees himself, oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi. The good news is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to his aid, v'nitzol min ha'yetzer hara. He'll be saved from the yetzer hara. Avol im einu mefakech al atzmoy. But if a person really sits back and does not, right, does not do what he can do, if a person does not oversee, a person is not careful about his own conduct, vadai shakadosh baruch hu lo yifakech olof. You can be sure that Kadosh Baruch Hu will not watch over him. If you don't take care of yourself as much as you can, as much as you are able, the Baruch Hashem will not come to your aid. Because kim hu enir chos mi yochis olof. Because if you don't have pity on yourself, who should have pity on yourself? This is similar to Mashomru Rabbi Seinu, the Chaim Avrocha. Chol mi she'ein boi deyo, a person doesn't have das, osel racham olof. Person doesn't have das, then it's forbidden to pity him, in a sense. He used to say, you're destroying yourself. And if you're destroying yourself, he says, so you're not worthy that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should stand by your side. But if Umashomru, and this is in fact what Hillel says, the great Hillel says, Im ein anili mili, he says, that if I'm not for myself, then who will be? So what Ramchal is interpreting this in a spiritual sense, which is talking about the fight in the Muhammad, the daily Muhammad that person has with the Yetzer Hara. If you're not doing your utmost for yourself, then merely who, in fact, who will be able to do it? Who will stand by your side? So unless the person really makes the first effort and does whatever he can with his zinis koiches, then it will not be shaykh. A good point we had here in the Ramchal said before the Lashon, the efshel himolet mimenu. Ramchal said it is impossible, he says, to escape from the Yetzer Hara ela b'chochma rabo v'ashkofe gedoylo. You notice that there's rabo and there's gedoylo. So the some will point out, they say that the difference is, the Sefer called Eiris Ramchal, he says, Chochma Rab is talking about, he's talking about a lot of Chochma. A lot of Chochma means where a person looks at something a long time. When we want to really understand something, so we have to look at it, study it. Sometimes an hour or two or three, sometimes days. That's called Chochma Rab. It means a lot of Chochma. Hashkofe Gedoyla means, right? Hashkofe Gedoyla means big Hashkofe. Hashkofe means to look. But Hashkofe Gedoyla means to look ahead. I mean, not to look at the same thing a lot of time, a long time. Hashkofe Gedoyla means to look wide, to look, to broaden, which means that a person has to calculate that his life, what the consequences are going to be down the road. This is the ways that Ramchal says, in order to be able to stand up against your Yetzer Hara, is Chochma Rabba means two things. Chochma Rabba basically means to study a long time, and also broadly. Hashkofe Gedoyla is to have foresight over a broader area. To be able to see ahead as much as possible and to see that where your actions and the ma'asim of the person was going to lead. And then he said, Kol asom rechoysa boilam hazeh. The person basically establishes his path boilam hazeh. This is the chazal that Ramchal quoted, He'll be zeichet to see Yeshua also shal kodesh baruch hu. So the idea that is brought out in some mefarshim, the idea of Kol asom rechoysa boilam hazeh, the idea that a person, what it means, what's included in Kol asom rechoysa, the person establishes his path. You know, by the Meraglim, we find that they tried to prevent the Yidden from going into Eretz Yisrael. And it's brought down in Chazal that the reason is in the Zohar HaKadosh. Why? Because they knew that once they go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their positions. They're no longer going to be the Nesiim. Now they're in the position of leadership, calls them on the Yidden on the Midbar. And the question is, how is it possible that great people like the Meraglim are going to sin because of COVID, because of honor? What does that mean? That they tried to prevent the Yidden from going into Eretz Yisrael because they're not going to be Nesiim any longer? So it comes out that the idea is they had a cheshbon that it is better not to go into Eretz Yisrael. They made a cheshbon that to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had a cheshbon would be better not to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now that we are in the Midbar, We don't have to occupy ourselves with agriculture. We don't have to plant. We don't have to sow. We don't have to reap. We don't have to plow. All our food comes down in the Shemaim. It's a type of a life which is a supernatural existence. And the person would be capable of fully devoting himself to Avodas Hashem. Once we go into Eretz Yisrael, of course, there was no Mammon. It all stopped, and now Eretz Yisrael, you live a life with Derech HaTeva, you live a life in its natural order. Now you have to do all the natural things, Avodas Karka, all the Gashmiyah things which involved a lot of Tircha, involved a lot of time. And their Kavanah was that this type of a lifestyle detracts from Avodas Hashem, because you're going to have to occupy a good chelik of the day dealing with Olam Hazeh, with material situations. If you stay in the Midbar, then you can devote yourself fully to Teiruz Hashem. You sit and you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's all you have to do. So it would be more beneficial for the spiritual life of the Yidden to remain in the Midbar than to go into Eretz Yisrael, where there you're living a material world, right, with a combination together with the spiritual world. But the truth is, it was a mistake. Mistake in their thinking. Why was it a mistake? Because our purpose to come down in this world is to elevate the material world. Our purpose is to take all the material things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and be able to utilize that and to elevate it from its lowly existence and to make them vehicles, make them multiple vehicles in Avodas Hashem, and therefore to become elevated and also become spiritual. We transform the material into the spiritual. And the truth is, as we know many times, this is mentioned, it's mentioned in the Sefer Be'er Ma'im Chaim. The Sefer Be'er Ma'im Chaim says, it's very interesting that you say in some of the Nitzchoyes, as you find in many Sidurim, say L'Shem Yichud, right? Kutche Brichu, he says, before you do a mitzvah, you say L'Yached, that you want to unify the Shem Yudke, L'Vavke. What? Because Baruch Hu's name, the four letters, Yudke, Vavke, Yudke, Vavke, that you want to unify them. Says the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, who's the Talmud of the Magid, the Zot Shev Magid. He says, what does it mean to unify Yudke, Vavke? So he makes the following observation. He says that basically, interesting thing, that the fundamental acts, right, in your gashmiyah life, that's eshel, achila, eating, shtiyah, drinking, lina, which is sleeping, and so on, halicha, walking, going, right? These are basically the gashmiyah gepulis that a person is involved with. Achila has yutke in it. Shtiyah has yutke. Lina has yutke. Halicha has yutke. And so on. Take the areas of your spiritual life. Take the word mitzvah, has vavke. Take the word avodah, has vavke. Take Torah, has vavke. So what is the purpose of man? The purpose of man is to unify, to take the yudke, which means the areas of achila, shtia, lina, all of the areas in your gashmiyah life, and bring it together with mitzvah. With mitzvah is vavke, Torah is vavke, with avodah, which is vavke. That's what it means. Le'yached. When I do a mitzvah, the idea is to sanctify my entire life. When I put on tefillin, so I sanctify my hand and I sanctify my mind. I mekadesh my being. Therefore, by consecrating my being, so mevela, what I do, even in my material existence, that also is not done the way anybody else does it, but I do it and I elevate it because it's done for the purpose of serving Hashem. That's the idea, taking the Yudke, which is the Gashmizig world, which has the element of Yudke into it, and connecting together with Vodke. So the pshat is kolasom or choysa boilam azeh, which means to say that a person is som or choysa, which he takes all of the areas of his life, takes all of the areas of his life, and he's able to establish it. Letzayrach avodas Hashem. So then, of course, Chazal tell us that zoyche v'roye will be zoyche to see Yeshuasoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we'd like to show you here, what we have here on the sheet, Ramchal says that the Yisar is very cunning. And he's very smart and he's very shrewd to try to tear down the person. Now, what are the ways that he does it? So Ramchal tells us, basically, he says, because he tries to burden and occupy the person's mind, that a person should live a life without thinking. Should live a life without his baininess. This is just one of the strategies that Yetzer Hara tries. So we take what we have here on the sheet, which has got some of the chalokim here, which is from Rav Avram Shor. But basically, the ideas here are, in Sefer Chassidus, but large. But let's take a look here. We just read recently Pasha Shkolim, and we'll take a look here what we have here, the first item, that Void Isa Biyalkut Reish Pasha Kesiso, on Kesiso's Rosh B'nai Yisrael, when you will raise up the Rosh B'nai Yisrael, literally the Pasuk means to say when you'll take the count, Kesiso's Rosh B'nai Yisrael. So the Medrash says an amazing observation. The Medrash says that Maksiv Lamala Menuinyan. What is the Pasuk that's mentioned before, Kesiso? It says v'chiper aharn al kanoisa v'aharn akoyin will do the avoda, right? By the mizbeach. It talks about the avoda that aharn does on Yom Kippur. So the Medrash says that kivin shechotu Yisrael, once that the Bnei Yisrael sinned, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, lech kapper lehem, go and atone for them, go be mechaper for them. Omer l'ponav, so Moshe says, what do you mean? Rabbi Nishloilam, loy kain amarto achad bashana. The pasuk says there's only one Yom Kippur. So what do you mean that I should atone in the middle of the year? How can I, Moshe, right, be mechaper for the Yidden when you said beferish the pasuk that's mentioned, the chiper aharon al kanoisa, it says achad bashana. Being that it says achad bashana, so what would be the means that Kodesh Baruch Hu say to Moshe, go be mechaper on the Yidden? So the Medrash says, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, lech zekoyfaisoi, go and raise up. Go and raise up their heads, meaning go raise up their madrega, raise them up to a higher level. Achshav, right now, kisisos roish bnei Yisrael. In other words, the parashah of Shekolim tells us that through the medium of Shekolim we can achieve a second Yom Kippur. That's what you see from the Medrash. You see from the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "How am I supposed to atone for them? After all, you said achaz bashona." The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Kisisos roish bnei Yisrael." In other words, divrei hayalkut medabrim liatzvon, they speak for themselves. Al goyel kedushas uinyan shel kisisos roish shu kapora sheshayach lekapora shem kippurim. Parshas Shekolim is a type of the kapora that's related to the madrega of a Yom Kippur. K'mo sheroim, as we see from the two paragraphs, beis ketoyim elu shel hayalkut. And he says vayim b'sefer. He says kilus yakiv lagoyin hakodesh shem shloim ekliger. He says there ledaik medivrei hayalkut. Kaporas Hashkolim Hem Shaychim Lidargas Kaporas Shal Yom Kippurim. That the Kapor of Shkolim have a Shaychim to the Madrega of the Kapor of Yom Kippur. Vaharev Tiach Lonu Chazal. And Chazal, by the way, told us that whenever we read Parsha Shkolim, we achieve the same thing. So it's not something of the past. So when we read just recently, when we read Parsha Shkolim, that meant that Kriya Saparsha was able to achieve for us if we take the advantage of that Zman to be able to achieve a Darga of Yom Kippur. So it means there's a tremendous godless of Kedusha in the Shabbos of Parsha Shekolim. So now we have to understand to ourselves is, what's the secret of it? What is the secret? Why does it possess that power? What is the secret of Parsha Shekolim? And that we'll see really, if we take that lesson, how it applies not only to Parsha Shekolim, but this is rooted in Parsha Shekolim. What is the koyach of Parsha Shekolim to be able to take people who have fallen down spiritually and says kisisa, to be able to elevate them back again, to bring them back to their original madrega, to bring them back to the original level? What is the secret of the koich of shkolim that it's on the level of the darg of Yom Kippur? What is the secret? So go to the skip one paragraph. Ma kavona zekif is roshim. What does it mean? The Moshe Rabbeinu is asked to elevate their heads. What does it mean? Chutz ma kapora shenichol bezeh. Besides the idea of the kapora that is nichlal here. He says, "Legalit lohodom." What's nichlal here to reveal to man? Sheyesh biyecholosoi loshuv al Hashem. We're being told that every person has the ability to do tshuva. And that person says, "Self, I would like to repent. I can't." It's not true. If you really want to, you can. You haven't made the decision yet. It's not important enough to you. You don't understand what it means. A person really has to understand and be made to understand that he has the Yecholus Lashuv al Hashem. And here he comes with the with a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Chassidus. Ksiv, the pasuk is in the parashat Mishpatim. V'chiyozid ish al reyeyu lehorga b'yorma. Mei mizbechi tikechen olamus. Of course, the literal translation means that if a person basically ambushes someone to kill him, right? To kill him. So the din is, even if he's a kohen doing the avodah, you take him off the mizbeach, right? Mei mizbechi tikechen olamus. The Svarim HaKadoshim say this is talking about spiritual murder. The Chiyozid Ish Al Reyehu. Svarim HaKadoshim, Pirushu HaPosuk. L'chemes HaYetzer, this is talking about the war with the Yetzer Hara. K'mon Shekotzeh B'Avodas Yisrael, as the Kohen Tzomagid says as follows. Look what he says. The Chiyozid Ish, you know who the Ish is? You know who's the one that's ambushing? That's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is continuously ambushing. He's continuously lurking. The Chiyozid Ish is the Yetzer Hara. Al Reyehu, that's the Yetzer Toiv. Because these are the two rivals, the Yetzer Hara with the Yetzer Tov. So the Yetzer Hara is continuously trying to overpower the Yetzer Tov. Shehem Yavdo Beliba Shalodom, because both of them are residing in the heart of a person. The Yetzer Hara is on the left side, right? and the Yetzer Tov, which is the good inclination, is on the right side. What is he trying to do? Mehorga b'arma. He's trying to kill the Yetzer Tov b'arma by being shrewd and by trying to trick him and to fool him. B'machsheves armumis v'chazeves, with falsehood. What's he trying to do? What is he trying to do? What is he trying to falsify? Mahu arma shel Yetzer. What is the main weapon that the Yetzer Hara tries in order to destroy a person? You know what that is? Something we discussed when we learned of Tzaddik. Tzaddik is very big on this. Hadover hachi godol she'oiser. One of the greatest things that the Yetzer Hara tries to do is lahapil ha'odam l'toich yush. That a person falls into a matzav of despair. This is in your private life as well. People sometimes can lose a lot of money, they lose a fortune, and they fall in despair, and they think their life is over. And sometimes Chas V'Shalom leads them to suicide. Why? Because they believe it's all gone. It's all lost. There's no solution anymore. There's no way out. The same thing when it comes to Ruchnis. It comes in your life of Kedusha. The Yetzer Hara wants to tell you, you're such a sinner. You're such a balavera. You can never come back. How could a Kedusha Baruch Hu take you back? Someone who did so many averes. Somebody who ruined his neshama. Someone who basically was the cause of so many avlas, so many chorbanos, the cause of so much spiritual destruction. So the Yetzer Hara tries to show you and says that put you into a matzav of despair. He says, how averes hem chamuris. The averes that you have done are so serious. Hech shach shiyas tshuva aleim. How's the child that you do tshuva on these averes? When it comes to the days of shoivim, these are the parashas Shemayis Vayera, right? Boy b'shalach Yisra Mishpotim, right? Ein in the soir loshu. So when the shoivim days come, the person does not feel to take the soir. These are the weeks, right? These are the weeks that have just passed. These are the weeks starting from parashas Shemayis to parashas Mishpotim. But you say to yourself, what can I accomplish in these weeks anyway? He says, I'm all lost. He said, this is not for me. These are people who maybe sometimes deviated a little bit, but someone who's so far behind, there's no solution for me. I need to be recreated over again. And that's not Shaykh, he says to himself. So it's all gone for me. So he points out and says, so this is Zehu Atzas HaYetzer. This is the eighth of the Yetzer Hara. V'hachli Shodom, to weaken the man al yedei Yush. V'hoise al yedei Ormo. And the Yetzer Hara does this with cunning. Ki master atzmoi b'diburim shel Musa. The Yetzer Hara comes and he cloaks himself. Right, he cloaks himself with words of rebuke, levar chaymer achet, to show the person, he shows him clearly, look the seriousness of your avera. Ukedaima, hayitzahor al yedeho orma mamzi lohodam is kol hasvarim. What he does, he shows you all of a sudden all the svarim that show how serious the avera that you've done. He says, for this avera you deserve so much gehenim. For this avera is so much gehenim. This avera is so terrible because of this and this. So all of a sudden you find, you go to your svarim shrank and you happen to open a sefer and your eyes fall on all the serious averas that you have done. What the Yetzer Hara tries is to lure you into thinking that it's all gone for you. It's all over for you. And by showing you all the Svarim that talk about your Averis, the Averis that you have done. And the Svarim depict the seriousness of those Averis. The Iyuchalos Eloshuv. And you can't be Tuchuv anymore. Look, that's an Orma. That's a trick. Because it's false. It's not true. The Chiyaz Edishal Reyeu. He is lurking. Lehorgoy. He wants to destroy you spiritually. Go Orma. Letting you think it's all over. And that's why, by the way, Rabbi Sai v'lechem ba'orma oyla b'gematria yush. Will be orma. That's the orma. That is the orma. So, when a person is in a matzav of despair, when he's in the stage of lowliness, you know what you have to do? Lift them up. Lift them up means to show it's not the way that you're down. You can climb back up. You can bounce back. That's called kisisos reish. You thought that it's all over. You are in the matzav of yush. That's where the Yetzer Hara tried to put you. The Yetzer Hara tried to say it's all gone. You fall to a matzav of despair. You're in a matzav of nefila. You're down. You can't get up anymore. Kisi says Roish, comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, no, show Klal Yisrael, show the Yidden that they're able to raise themselves up again. That's the Yidden of the Kivis Roish. Of Parshas Mishpatim, Litl Bnei Yisrael, HaKoyach Loshev L'Hashem, Al Yidei Shemakbim, Adol Mal, to show how great man is. No matter how he sinned, man still is tremendously great. And if Kodesh Baruch Hu shows to give the person that he should believe in himself, sheyesh biyachaylus loshu, we pointed out many times. The tzaddik also says this. It says the tzaddik b'menosa yichye. The tzaddik lives with faith. The tzaddik says faith does not only mean to believe in Hashem. Faith means believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, ultimately, you may not believe in Hashem either. You can say to yourself, who am I? After all I've done, what I'm capable of doing, things I think about all day, things of the past, which block your eyesight, which block your vision of the future. You're sort of in a matzav where, similar to in your physical life, sometimes a person finds himself in a state of illness. Doctors have told him it's terminal. He thinks his neshama is also terminal. It's no such thing. By neshama, there's no such thing as terminal. That's what the Kesisus Rosh, that when the Shemaim comes here, the parashat, to tell you that you should believe in yourself again. The koyach of Shabbos Kolam is Shemoshe Rabbeinu Zoykev Roshem Shal Yisrael. To give them the strength and the power to come back. Now look further. There's Hashem coming week as Purim. See how this relates again to this famous medrash that the Chasam Sofer himself brings it. Also, in Parshas Chayesora. Yidun Divra Medrash. You know what the medrash tells us? Famous little story. The medrash tells us Rabbi Kiva or Yoyosha V'dayrish. Rabbi Kiva was sitting and he was darshaning. He was lecturing. No? What does he see? Vatibur Misnamnim. And he sees that the public was slumbering off. They were sort of like sleeping away. So Bikishloyaram, he wanted to awaken them. So Amar, so what did he say? He tried to awaken them with a very interesting thought. So he says, Maro Aso Esther, Shitimlech al Kuf Kov Zain Medina. Right? Where was Esther Zoyche? How is she Zoyche? Right? To become a queen and to rule over 127 countries. Where did it come from? So the Kiva said, Elatove Esther, Shehi Bas Bito Shel Sarah. Esther is a descendant of Sarah. Right? Sarah lived 127 years. So she's a descendant of Sarah who lived 127 years. So Esther was Zoychet to rule over 127 Medinas. Of course, first of all, with the connection, 127 years, 120 Medinas. What does this mean? The Arvi Perushim Nemrubo. There are many, many interpretations in this Medrash. V'neilach be'akvois divrei ha'pritzadik. What we're going to do is follow in the footsteps of Ritzadik and Pritzadik, v'parashaseinu bo'ifin ha'negel is manenu, in a way that's negel to what we're talking about now. What does it mean that the public were listening, right? The tzibur were listening to the drosh of Rabbi Kiva, and he sort of slumbered away. What does it mean he slumbered away? What was happening? They were tired. Sometimes it's boring. Okay, but that was the case here. What does it mean that bikish lisnamnim? They just wanted to slumber away. Inyan misnamnim moira, when a person falls asleep, it's al chesaron chiyus. Right? Tzeltem chiyus. Chesaron cheshik. Does not have desire. When a person doesn't have desire, he just becomes lax and lax and lax, and he just falls asleep, right? Achodam misrapid nam lachtoi. He just basically neglects his work, he becomes Nismala Yush. And he falls into despair. Yiduma Shoma Kedushas Levi, Yiduat. The Kedushas Levi tells us, what's the difference between Shiver and Halev La'atvus? There's two types of emotions. There's something, a person has a broken heart, and then there's something called Atvus. Atvus means somebody is sort of like very sad. What's the difference between a broken heart and Shiver and Halev, and between Atzvus? So Kedushas Levi says, Levi Yisrael Baditcher says, Ki Shiver and Halev, what Shiva Alev is Goyrim Shodom Yikai Mashomru Chazal. When you have a broken heart, so being that you have a broken heart, you recognize the situation, that motivates you to be Mekai with Chazal say on the Baal Tshuva. Chazal say Shimloma Daf Echot. If you're accustomed to learning one daf, so now learn two dafim. This will be a process of Tshuva. Shodom Yosef Avoidosoi. Veyabav Limud HaTorah. Yikai B'yeseh says Mitzvahs, I'll do more mitzvahs. Davim with more kavona, with more intensity, B'msinas Yosef. That comes from the hergish of Shivna. Shivna means what person recognizes his matzis. He recognizes matzis, now he realizes he has to fix something. Atzvus means he despairs. He believes there's no solution. So he's not motivated to do something more to try to rectify it because he falls in a matzis of yush. Atzvus means where he feels that the doors are closed. His world caves in. That's the idea of atzvus. When you have Shivna Alev, this is a person still tries. Atzvus is worse. Atzvus means you're lifting up your hands and saying, there's nothing I can do. That's what Atzvus means. Atzvus means giving up. Atzvus means yush. That's what it means going to sleep. That is the metaphor. The public were going to sleep. And we'll soon see why. It means that they were giving up. That's the metaphor of going to sleep. You're lifting up your hands, there's nothing I can do anyway. You fall asleep. He stops trying to better himself. Vein HaKavona doesn't mean that he went to sleep literally in a bed. It means HaKavona Sheino B'Tademus Azman. He's caught up in the fantasy of Azman. Shodom Hoylechaz V'Shol Machahav Leizman. He follows the nothingness of the world. And he gets caught up in all the bad things that this world has to offer. And he says, let me just go and pleasure myself in this world and so on. That's what misnamnim means. What's the cause of misnamnim? What throws a person into yush? So Apritzadik Mefarishib Tzadik, in his Mahalach, he explains, they fell into a yush because they saw the great Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was the greatest of the generation. He was the Godel Hador. They couldn't keep up to him. They saw the vast difference of Rabbi Kiva's godless. He says, look at Rabbi Kiva, they say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a servant like Rabbi Kiva, who are we? We're nothing. So they fell into a slumber, as if to say, there's no way that we can be like Rabbi Kiva. And if we can't be like Rabbi Kiva, so what have we got to offer? Hashem has Rabbi Kivas in the world, so what can I offer Hashem? That's what Rabbi Tzadik explains. They fell into a yush. That's what it means that the Tzibur, when they heard Rabbi Kiva's lecture, they heard his drasha, that they fell into a matzav of misnamnim. Rabbi Kiva, you don't out the secrets from the bottom of the Yam HaTayr, of the ocean of Tayr, the tremendous, precious pearls. For Oilam HaYisayvim, the people who are listening, ki thought, ki advarim heim lamala masagosam, this is something we can't even comprehend. We have no shaykhis to this Tayr. And they, therefore, his yashu, they fell into a yush, and they went to sleep. Avalein tzarech lefarish kindavke, but we don't have to learn it only in relation to the Kiva. Every person has his own situations in life that he says to himself, you know, it's not worth it. I can't do it. I can't make it. It's over for me. Look, after all I've been through, all that I've done, I'm not worthy anymore. And he loses all the self-esteem, he loses all the appreciation of himself. That's the idea of misnamnim. So what did Rabbi Kiva do? Rabbi Kiva had now a job before him. Kiva had a job to infuse new and fresh belief that people should begin believing in themselves. That no matter what the situation is, everyone has a potential according to his own koiches. Every person has potential to achieve, no matter what he has done, you continue and you try over again. How did he do that? How did he show? How did he show the greatness of each and every person? Rabbi Kiva, therefore, Bola Oiraron, there came Rabbi Kiva, and he came to awaken them from that slumber. You know, to pull them out of the despair, out of the yush. Elohitzia merayin hadeshal yush. Ve'omolehem. He said, I want you to know, kiyesh inyan shals chusavis. He says like this, listen, you know where you come from? You know what stock you come from? You come from Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. The very fact that you're descendants from Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu has commitment to the Ovis HaGadoshim, and not only that, you have the genes of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, which means that you have seeds of greatness planted within you. Because if you are descendant of the Ovis, so lying within you, maybe dormant, but all you have to do is give it the opportunity to come out and to develop and to flourish. You have to cultivate it, but you have tremendous potential because you are a descendant of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the greatest of all people, and also Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Valeo, the Emoris, the mothers. If you call the Yid, you have in you the koiches of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Asher yesh lo hakoich, which means you have a source where to draw from. You're drawing from the great storage of ruchnias and power from the Ovis HaKadoshim. This Rabbi Kiva says, Rebizman Esther Amalka, realize, if there was ever a time to fall in despair with the time of Purim, the time of Esther. Esther means nister, hidden. Esther means Anoichi Astir Astir Pona, because Baruch Hu says, I will hide my face. There are certain periods in history where many times you don't see our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu hides his face, and therefore our Amun is challenged. Our Amun is tested. We see all the tzaras in the world, all the things that transpire. Say, where is Hashem? You start asking. That's part of the Nisoyin. That's part of the test. It was ever a time for despair after the Gzeir of Haman, the Hashmid Laharik, to destroy and to decimate, to annihilate all of the Eden. She was one person, Esther. She could have easily despaired. I can't do anything. Throw her hands up. And that's it. Let fate take its course. That's not what happened with Esther. By Esther, we see, in spite of the fact that Esther, Achi Godel B'Yoylem, was the greatest time of hiddenness, where Kodesh Baruch Hu hid his presence. Sholeo Darshan Chazal Apozik Chazal Darshan on that Kufa. Chazal Darshan V'Noichi Haster Aster. Esther from Loshan Kodesh Baruch Hu, there was a star spawn of Kodesh Baruch Hu, could not be seen. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw it as if it were hid himself. He concealed himself. In such a time of darkness, Vastoras ponim, Lobsha Esther Malchus. On the contrary, Esther took up royalty, and she took the mantle of royalty, and not Alatma, and she took the mission upon herself. She, being one person, is going to change things around. Lahatul is Klal Yisrael. They seek not in putting her life in danger, because we know she's coming to the king, as we know. Achadosoi, without being summoned, coming to the king, you put yourself in danger. She did not make these cheshbonos, she did not care about these things, and she did what she felt was right to do, and she would masakin herself, put herself in danger, lili boish malchus, velelech al beis hamelech. Where did she get those koiches from? Vehechoy elo koiches beis haester. Where did she get that strength? Superhuman strength, where did she get it from? So Chazal tell us, you know where? She is a descendant of Sarah. Tovei bas bita shel Sarah. She has the same genetics of a Sarah Imenu. And the Mele says, if you are a descendant of the Ovis, you're a descendant of the Imois, there is greatness in each and every person. You may not see it, you may not recognize it, but it's right there. And this is the Koyach, this is what Reb Kiva tried to impress upon the people who were slumbering away, following into a matzav of yiyush, a matzav of despair. Look at Esther. She did not despair. She did not fall. And she was matzliach, and she was successful. He has to show you that every person has the same Koyach. It wasn't Esther. Esther was there. But Esther is just one person, which is the paradigm for each and every Yid. Each and every Yid who has the same Yichus. We're also Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We're also the Yichus of Sarivka Rochel Veleo. And therefore that is our tapkid, and therefore that is our job. That's what we see. So what we see over here, Rabbi Yisai, as Ramchal here is telling us, Ramchal is telling us, as we see, that the Yitzhahara is Mizgaber B'chol Yoyim. Yitzhahara is Mizgaber on the person to try to tear him down. Now, interesting thing is, the pasuk that Ramchal quoted, Soifer Rosh Al Tzadik, that the Rosh also tries to tear down the Tzadik. Not just a simple person, but the Tzadik of Mavakish Lahamisoi. So the Bata on the Sefer Rugis Aboisim in Parashat Kiseitza, he says, you know what Sefer Rosh on the Tzadik means? Because the strategy that the Yetzirah does to a Tzadik is not the same as he goes to a Rosh. A person who's a Rosh, basically, who's not firm in his Amunah, a person a Rosh who allows himself to succumb to his temptations, so the Yetzirah merely arouses his desire to do all the Aberis. He comes straight. He says, do this, do that. Simply, outright. He tells him to do the Averis clearly, openly. A Tzaddik, if you come to a Tzaddik and say to a Tzaddik, be Mechal Shabbos, or eat non-kosher food, or maybe don't be honest in business, he's not going to listen to him. What the Yitzhar does when it comes to a Tzaddik is trying to cover the Averis to make it look like a mitzvah. He tries to show why there's a good reason or a good motive. Sometimes we say the means justify the ends. To try to show that there's a good reason for doing it. You know, maybe you'll earn a living in a dishonest way, but you know what? You can build a lot of hospitals, you can build a lot of yeshivas, you can build a lot of Torah. There are a lot of great things they can do with that money. This is taking an Aveira, right, and changing it into a mitzvah. What's the difference between these two ways? You know what the difference is? Because when a Yetzirah comes to you and tells you to do an Aveira, so he's telling you to do an Aveira. You succumb. At least you know you did an Aveira, so now you're going to do tshuva. But the strategy that he uses to a tzaddik is to try to fool him and confuse him into thinking he's doing a mitzvah. The tzaddik might never be motivated to do tshuva, because the tzaddik thinks he's doing a mitzvah. So tzayfer rosh ala tzaddik umevakish lahamisoi. By him, cholila could come out to a matzav of misa. It'll be beyond tshuva, because the tzaddik may not even recognize it. Therefore, a person has to always be aware to recognize that Yetzirah wears different hats, many, many different uniforms, different costumes. Does not come the same way to every person. Yetzirah dresses up for the part, and he's a very good actor. He knows exactly what he has to do. As a matter of fact, the Gemara tells us that Losid Lavoi, Kosh Baruch will bring the Yetzirah and put him on display. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, Daphnun Beis, Kosh Baruch will bring the Yetzirah, and then he will slaughter him. He will shecht him. When Mashiach will come, no more Yetzirah. And the Tzaddikim will see in the Rishoyim, both will see the Yetzirah. Halolu Boichim, halolu Boichim. Both will cry. Tzaddikim looking at the Yetzirah, Nidmalem Kahar. To them, the Yetzirah will appear like a great mountain, like a big mountain. And to Rishoyim, the Yetzirah will appear like a chut asare, as thin as a thread. What does that mean? Tzaddikim look at the Yetzirah like a mountain, as great as a mountain, insurmountable mountain. And Rishoyim, look at the Yetzirah like a chut asare. What does it mean? So the Satan Ruf once said, it's mentioned in the Sefer Divrei Yoel, in Parshas Emor. So he says, quite simply, to Rishoyim, the Yetzirah comes outright telling you it's an Aveira. It's So you could see it's an aveira. When you recognize the enemy, you know, that's already half of your salvation. The problem is when you don't recognize the enemy, when the enemy is out behind you, right? And he's waiting for the time to attack you. You're not able to protect yourself. But if you recognize the enemy, you see what you're dealing with. If you know what the illness is, at least you know how, you know to work for a refuah, to find an antidote. So, however, when you're dealing with the case of the Sahara of a tzaddik, where he transforms the aver into a mitzvah, so now the tzaddik thought it's a mitzvah. So this type of yisur is like a mountain, because you can't see the chet, you can't see the aver. So the tzaddik, it appears like in fact he's going to do a mitzvah, because this is a hidden enemy. When he comes to the tzaddik, the Sahara comes as a hidden enemy, and in that sense, it's difficult as you're trying to conquer a mountain, try to capture a mountain. It's much more difficult than to conquer an enemy that's on flat land. But when you're trying to conquer a mountain, that's much more difficult. For tzaddikim, their battle with the Yetzer Hara was doimet to ahar. That is the derech. So this is the derech of the Yetzer Hara. He knows how to deal with people, and he knows what he has to do. And I have to tell you that, in fact, the Rambam many, many years ago, in a drosha, and I'll quote you some of his words that he says here, he brings down the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim depicts very, very aptly, he says, you know, the derech of how the Yetzer Hara works. The Chofetz Chaim once points out, he says that the Yetzer Hara tries to infect a Yid with a pessimistic attitude. Exactly what we're talking about, mentioning now what Rav Tzadik is trying to say, that's the idea of causing people to fall into a slumber. The Chofetz Chaim says, and he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph, that says the Yetzer Hara sits at the two openings of the heart. And the Gemara says that the Yetzer Hara entices a person to sin in two distinct ways. You know what the two ways? One way is to overinflate a person's ego. Yetzer Hara says to him like this, he says, Rabbi Yankel, he says, Yankel, you're such an accomplished Talmud Chacham. He says, you know, you give tzedakah so generously. You have such exceptionally fine midos, he says to him. You're the most distinguished person in the shul, and nobody gives you the honor you deserve. Yetzer Hara works on that, he says. They don't put you up at front, they don't seat you right there where you deserve, next to the Kodesh, he says. When was the last time you received an aliyah? He inflates the person's ego. He says, and look how the gaboyim, he says, and the offers, look, they treat you like a nobody. It's hard to imagine how you stand for this, he says. This is one way. He inflates the person's ego, he says. No, what does Yankel do when he hears this so many times? I mean, he's not a mensch, he says. Here I'm a Talmud Chacham. He's always telling me I'm a big Talmud Chacham. He says, I'm a big Baal Tzedakah. I'm an Ish Mechubed. I deserve to sit up front. I deserve to get covered in the shul. And it's a hurricane going over and over again. So one day, he lets out his frustration at not being properly recognized. And then he unleashes a barrage of anger, Lashon Hara, Machlekes, that eventually leads to self-destruction. That's one way, Chofetz Chaim says. Yitzhar has another way. He has another way of getting to a person to sin. He comes to him right in the middle while he's in the middle, let's say, of the study session. He's learning Torah. He says to him, what are you doing here? Why are you sitting so many hours? What are you studying for? You think you're going to become the Vilna Goyim, you think? What do you think? You're going to be the next Godel Ador, he says. You can barely read a line of the Gemara properly. Why do you waste your time? Or he says to somebody when he's in the middle of davening, he says, you're davening, he says. He says, who do you think you're fooling, he says, with that pious look on your face, he says, with that firm look, he says. What do you think you're fooling, he says. Is this really called davening? Do you really have kavana? Your mind is wandering anyway all over the place, he says. So what kind of a davening is it? And so on and so forth. You're being distracted. Why do you waste your time? What Chofetz Chaim says, he attacks him from a different angle. He says to him, he says, Yankel, he says, you consider yourself, he says, that you're a Shemayim, you consider yourself a God-fearing person. How can you explain, he says, the sin you committed yesterday? He says to him, does a truly from Jew, he says, make such a mistake? You're wasting your time, he says, with all this religious stuff, he says, with all this from stuff, he says. If you think you have Gan Eden waiting for you after you leave this world, you're mistaken. So why give up both worlds? At least have this world. Makes sense, right? That's the way it works at you. It isn't. These are the different hats. These are the different uniforms that Yetzer Hara comes. And so with this type of a talk, Yetzer Hara makes the person think that all of his spiritual efforts is an exercise in futility. It brings them to a state of yush, depression, hopelessness, and once that happens, the Yetzer Hara has them in his clutches. That's basically what we're talking about. That's the Koich of the Yetzer Hara, and that's what Kisisos Rosh B'nai Yisrael, to show this is not true. A Yid can always be elevated. A Yid can always come up. Rav Pam used to say many times, A person who is struggling with his Yetzer Hara should take inspiration, he said, from a child learning to walk, he said. He said, a child takes a step or two and he falls down. He said, does he get his courage and give up? And ever learning to walk, he doesn't give up. He says, no. He falls down, he picks himself up and he tries again. Eventually, he says, he masters the skill of walking, he says. Every person, he says, occasionally will fall for the trickery of the Yetzer Hara. The important thing is to have the ability to pick oneself up and go and move beyond the downfall. Bez Hashem, like this, we'll be able to raise ourselves up and finally achieve our greatest potential. And Bez Hashem, we should have the schus to realize our potential and see it, Bez Hashem, with health and with a lot of Tziata D'Shmaya.